The well-being of children born in the United States at the end of the 1990s has improved in comparison to babies born at the beginning of the decade. That's according to a report being released today by the research center Child Trends and Kids Count. But the report found that more babies in the late 90s were likely to be born premature and to unwed mothers. The report also says that while the nation overall made progress in child well-being, children born to poor women and minorities were at greater risk. Bill O'Hare is the co-author of the study. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me more about the report.
Well, it's a continuation of a Kids Count series that we've been doing for more than 10 years that tries to provide the American public with some facts and figures about children and their well-being.
The findings seem contradictory. Babies are being born healthier, and yet in certain population groups, they face greater health risks.
Well, I think one of the big findings from the study is the enormous diversity there is across different measures and across different populations. And, of course, we looked at states and cities, and if you look at the 50 largest cities or all the states, you find an enormous diversity of outcomes across the country.
If infant well-being varies greatly from suburban areas to large cities, Does it also vary among individual states?
It does. In many of the states, particularly in the South and the Southwest, tend to have poorer birth outcomes and actually tend to be poorer on other measures of child well-being compared to those in the New England states and the upper Midwest. But even within those states, there's a lot of diversity, so it's a complicated story to tell.
What do you think accounts for the increased number of premature births?
Well, part of it has to do with increased numbers of twins and triplets being born. Those babies born in twins, triplets, or quadruplets tend to be lower birth weight and tend to be more preterm. So that's part of the story there.
There's that many of them that's part of the story?
Well, it has increased over the 90s, partly due to increased use of fertility drugs. And so there's a significant increase in the number of twins and triplets being born, enough to increase at least partly account for the increase in low birth weight babies.
What remains the greatest obstacle to better health among infants?
Well, I think it's not a simple story. One of the things that we see from the literature is that the woman's health in general has a lot to do with birth outcomes. So I think just general provision of health services and better eating habits and those kind of things for women in the childbearing ages are important.
Does the report make recommendations?
It doesn't. It just provides a lot of data for people, and we hope that people will take this data and look at their city and their state, figure out where they're doing particularly good and particularly bad, and they can then focus their resources on those areas that need the most help. And furthermore, they can look at where they're doing bad and find some state or city that's doing well on that dimension and figure out what that state or city is doing and use some of those programs and policies to improve their outcomes.
Public health agencies can use this?
That's right. In fact, leaders beyond the public health agencies, governors, mayors, legislators, all kinds of leaders, we hope will take this information, and it is a complex array of data, and use it to look at what's happening in their city and their state, and by comparing what's happening there to other cities and states, figure out where they need to put their resources.
Do you have plans for more studies?
Well, this is, I say, one study in a long tradition of Kids Count reports that we put out every year, so we will probably continue the Kids Count reports. We don't have any plans to produce this report again, but we probably will at least update the data on our website next year. And the website is www.kidscount.org, where they can get access to this report.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bill O'Hare is the coordinator for Kids Count.